All right. Parshas Vayechi is a parsha that obviously has a very, very famous question that we've dealt with a number of times before in the very, very first pasuk, in the very, very beginning of the parsha, in fact, in the name of the parsha. The very first word is Vayechi Yaakov, page 268, 269 in the Art Scroll. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim, Sheva Esrei Shana, that Yaakov Avinu lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years, and then it tells us the life of Yaakov Avinu. There is a very interesting comment to the Balaturim. The Balaturim says in his commentary on Chumash that Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Sheva Esrei Shana. What does it mean that Yaakov lived? It means that Yaakov had the best life. His best years were these 17 years in Egypt. That's what it means, Vayechi. That now Yaakov was really alive. And that's a very famous question that many discuss on that Balaturim. What does that mean? That now Yaakov is alive in Egypt, you know? He got sunbathed by the Nile. What exactly was it that now Yaakov Avinu was living? And some say that it was here that the first time in his life he was really unencumbered by issues, meaning his whole family was together, everyone was good, Yosef was there. Up until this point, he had tremendous struggles. The Lubavitcher Rebbe takes a diametrically opposed view as to what this pasuk really means and what it's teaching us. Why is the name of the parsha Vayechi, and he lived, when you look at the very beginning of the next pasuk, and what is it? Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. That the days of Yaakov of Yisrael came close for him to die, meaning Yaakov Avinu is dying. And when you look at the rest of the parsha, really, what's the whole parsha about? The parsha is about dying. The parsha is about saying goodbye. The very last pasuk is Vayamas Yosef ben Mea ve'Eser Shanim vayachantu oso vayisim oso vayisim ba'aron b'Mitzrayim. The very end of the parsha is also Yosef dying. Yosef, who is a quasi av, as we've discussed many times before, Yosef dies. So the whole parsha is about dying. The whole parsha is about dying. Beginning to end, the parsha is about dying. So why is the name of the parsha Vayechi? So Lubavitcher Rebbe says is a very, very deep and important lesson in this week's in parsha, in the name of the parsha, that relates to something we spoke about last week. And what is that? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this parsha being called Vayechi teaches us the secret, the depth of what true life really is. What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be alive? Right? Does being alive mean sunbathing on the Nile? What does it mean to be alive? So Lubavitcher Rebbe says that to really understand what life is, we look at this week's parsha. Because what's this week's parsha about? What does it mean, Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim sheva esrei shana, Vayi yimei Yaakov shnei chayav sheva shanim v'arbim ma'ashana? So Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that true life, we understand what real life is from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Perek Yud, pasuk Yud. When Yirmiyahu says, the first part of the pasuk is very famous for a different reason, Vashem Elokim Emes, Hashem, right, our God is truth, Hu Elokim Chayim. He is the God of life. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what's Yirmiyahu telling us? What's the prophet Jeremiah teaching us? That true life is truth. True life is nitzchius. Truth is something that has staying power. The emes kayim la'ad. That truth stays forever. So Hashem Elokim emes, hu Elokim chayim. That the true life is nitzchius, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains. And there are many sources in Kabbalah and Chassidus that real life is nitzchius. It's eternity. That which stays, that which has staying power, that's what's really alive. An experience that comes and goes, an experience that is here for a moment and then is lost, so that's not something that is real life. Real life is what you hold on to. And it's so interesting, you know, I was meeting with the Chassam and Kala recently, and I told them that, you know, the third most important person is the photographer. It's the Kala. The Kala's mother, and then the photographer, the Chassam, is like, Rabbi, what about me? You know, I'm like, no, you're like number seven. You're like number seven. You're certainly not number two. You're not number three. You're like number seven, right? The Chassam, in terms of the most important people at the wedding. But the photographer, why? Because a picture is forever, right? The picture, I mean, people say diamonds are forever, right? But I don't know that diamonds is real nitzchius. But a picture is a way of just like holding on to that moment in time. that you don't want that moment in time to end. You want it to be nitzchi. You want it to stay with you for so long. Why? Because we know the things that stay with us for so long, those are the things that are real life. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what does it mean for us to live? When are we really living? So he says that we know. We know it's a pasuk in Devarim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us what it means to really be alive. It's a pasuk that is said often in Shul, right? When you hear the pasuk, that you have to know when to be in Shul to hear this pasuk. It's a pasuk that I say often, right? And you'll see why. But it's Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid in Sefer Dvarim, page 960, 961 in the Art Scroll. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, V'atem hadveikim badvnai Elohechem chayim kulchem hayom. You know who's alive? You know who Moshe Rabbeinu says is alive? You who are attached to Hashem, your God, you are all alive today. Right? Dveikus b'Hashem, being attached to Hashem, that is chayim, that is life. Why is dveikus b'Hashem chayim? Because that is nitzchius. Those moments when we are connected to Hashem, those moments when, and again, how do you define dveikus? That's another thing we're not going to get into right now. But we're going to talk about one aspect of dveikus tonight. We're going to talk about one facet of what it means to be dovik to Hashem tonight, what it means. But atem adveikim b'Hashem elkechem chayim kulchem hayom. You people that are attached to Hashem, your God, you are alive today. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, when are we really davak Hashem? Right? So we know, of course, when we're learning Torah right now, we're davak Hashem. When we do mitzvahs, we're davak Hashem. When we're perhaps meditating, right? The Ramah tells us in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that is the Derech HaTzadikim, the way of the righteous. They have God in front of them at all times. Meaning they're always, always connected to Hashem in one way or another. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe asks, on a very simple level, when are we really attached to Hashem? You know what he says when we're really attached to Hashem? We're really attached to Hashem when things are tough in life. That's when we're attached to Hashem. He says, and again, this is a lashon from one of his sichos, he says, when you're just in the stream of mei menuchos, of the calm waters of life, when everything is just streaming and it's all good, he says, we're attached to Hashem, maybe, you know. But when does a person say, God, I need you? When things get really tough. When things are really tough, that's when a person says, Hashem, I can't let go, because without you, I'm lost. Without you, I'm totally gone. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, now something that's a little bit astounding. It flies in the face of the Baal HaTorim. It flies in the face of those that explain that these were the best years of Yaakov's life. He says that all the challenges of Yaakov's life led him to this moment. He said this was the greatest challenge. And this is why he's Vayechi. Why? Because when Yaakov's family is coming together, right? That's when he tells Rachel and Leah, I'm done here. I need to get back. Right after Yosef is born and he's working, he says, I need to get back to Eretz Yisrael. And he gets to Eretz Yisrael. And when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he has tzaras, right? Whether it's meeting up with Esav, whether it's with Rachel dying, whether it's with Dina being abducted and raped, whether it's being the loss of Yosef, right? He had tzaras. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe argues that going down to Egypt and raising his family and grandchildren as Ovdei Hashem, as being attached to Hashem, Davka in the place of Mitzrayim, which is known as Ervas Haaretz, right? The land of nakedness, of the land where immorality, as we learned with Lot, you know, Lot was so wowed by what he saw in Egypt. Yaakov going with his children and grandchildren, his whole family, the Shiva Nafesh, going into an Egypt, and still in an Egypt, being able to hold on, that is the greatest challenge. And that's why Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shavasrei shana. This is why Yaakov is really alive only at this time. Because this is what pushes Yaakov Avinu to the limit. His ability to stay connected in a Mitzrayim. In an Eretz Yisrael, whether it's the natural spirituality that a person just connects in Eretz Yisrael, that a person feels that they're in the Paltrin Shel Melech. When you're in Israel, you feel you're in the palace of the king. you don't feel like you're the palace of the king. Maybe, you know, in the little embassies of Eretz Yisrael throughout Chutz La'aretz, when you come to a yeshiva or a shul, you hope you feel and smell the holiness of Eretz Yisrael in such places. But we know that when Yaakov Avinu is in Eretz Yisrael, despite the tzaras, Yaakov Avinu has a certain comfort that he's feeling Hashem, and he has that confidence. We saw in last week's parsha, when he's going down to Egypt, that's when he's afraid. Yaakov Avinu is afraid, meaning he's had tremendous tzaras so far in his life. He had tremendous difficulties in his life. But now, when he's about to go down to Egypt, that's when he's gripped by a fear at night. And Hashem has to tell him, don't be afraid. I'm going to be with you. So when he comes down to Egypt, this is the Vayechi. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this is what the Gemara and Tanis, Daf Hei Amud Beis, tells us. Daf Yomi just was Messiah Tanis today. They've just finished this Gemara today. Mazel Tov to the Lomdei Daf Hei Yomi who finished Tanis. But we know that the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. Yaakov didn't die, right? What does that mean? Again, you look at the Psukim here, it doesn't say that he actually died. It says, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayigva, Vayesof Raglav Alamita, he gathered his feet onto the bed, Vayigva, and he expired, Vayasef Elamav, and he was gathered to his people. It doesn't say he died. So the Gemara says, what do you mean he doesn't die? The Psukim describe that Lachanotes Aviv, Vayechantu Harofim Es Yisrael, they embalmed him. Again, what does that mean, they embalmed him? They make him a mummy. So we've discussed that in other times. Fascists, they didn't mummify Yaakov Avinu Chas V'Shalom. But certainly he died. What do you mean? So the Gemara says, no. Mazaro b'chayim afhu b'chayim. What is Nitzchius? So the Nitzchius of Yaakov Avinu, the one of the Avos that represents truth, that represents Torah. So Mazaro b'chayim afhu b'chayim. Just as his descendants alive, so too is he alive. What does that mean? As long as his descendants alive, he's alive. We just defined real chayim as Nitzchius, as eternity, as being attached to God, but that's exactly the point. That the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, as long as they're Jews who have learned this lesson of Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Meitzar, what's Meitzar? Constriction, the land that holds us back, the land that subjugates us. Wherever we are, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, whatever our Eretz Mitzrayim is, whatever that land is, that is Meitzar, that brings us the pain, that constricts us, Vayichi, if we're able to live there, we're able to do the Vayichi Yaakov, learn this lesson from our Zayda Yaakov Avinu, then Afhu B'chaim. That means that the Nitzchius, the eternity of Yaakov Avinu, is continuing Ad Hayom Hazeh to this day. And this is, you know, something in the Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, Dr. Yaffa Eliach, she brings down this idea in her book, and I've seen it quoted differently, whether it was the Blizhev Rebbe, the Kleisenberg Rebbe, who said that the only ones who really can say about themselves that they were Avdei Hashem, that they're servants of Hashem, are the ones who went through these tzaras and who were able to persevere through these tzaras and still be Mevakish Hashem, still seek out God and serve Hashem despite these tragedies, right? Because that's really, you know, one perspective of what Vayichi is. But here we're hearing the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a little bit of a different perspective. That yes, the Vayichi Yaakov is in the difficult times in life. That's the real challenge. But what are the difficult times in life? It's interesting. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the difficulties here that Yaakov is facing, maybe the greatest ones that he had, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, are not the difficulties of the Shibud yet. It wasn't the difficulties of the slavery. It was the difficulties actually that Mefarshim we've discussed in the past, the end of Vayigash that runs right into Vayichi. Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim Be'eretz Goshen Ve'achazu Ba Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'od. The fact that the Jewish people were becoming very settled in Egypt, that the Jewish people were becoming very comfortable in a Mitzrayim. And this is the challenge that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is talking about. The challenge of being able to attach ourselves to Hashem. But again, this is what the Rebbe is asking us. When are we most davak to Hashem? Are we most davak to Hashem when things are good, or when things, God forbid, are not as good? So that's what we have to recognize. And that's the challenge that we have in the gullus of America. The gullus of everything being so easy for us, relatively easy, compared to exiles of years past, of generations past, the exile where we can get our, you know, our glatt kosher meats shipped to us, whatever it is. You know, the question of Dveikus Bashem, that's really the challenge of Vayechi Yaakov, Beretz Mitzrayim Shavah Esrei Shana. This is the challenge that we have. And what's interesting is, there's another, to understand a little bit of how this has to be, I want to talk about one of the brachas. One of the brachas that we often just skip over very quickly, and this bracha is going to be connected to something at the end of the Torah as well. And page 280, 281, so one of the brachas that towards the end, a one pasuk bracha, a bracha that people don't really think about. Page 280, 281, Mem Tes Chaf, 49:20. Me Asher Shmeina Lachmo, Fuhu Yitain Ma'adane Melech. That from Asher Shmeina Lachmo, the art scroll says, his bread will have richness and he will give Ma'adane Melech, the delicacies of the king. So what does it mean, Shmeina Lachmo? Shmein, like fat, but you look in Rashi. Rashi says, what's this a reference to? The Shmeina Lachmo, he says, Me Asher Shmeina Lachmo, that the Ma'achal Haba Mechelkel Shel Asher Yehei Shamein, that the Ma'achal, the food that comes, will be very rich. Sheyu Zeisav Merubim Bechelko V'hu Moshech Shemen Kema'ayan. Where's the richness of his food going to come from? Because there are going to be so many olives in his portion, and the oil is going to be drawn like, what? Like a Ma'ayan, a spring, a fountain. There's going to be so much oil in his. And so too, V'chein Berchu Moshe, in Lamed Gimel Chaf Dalet, at the very end of the Torah, in Zos HaBracha, what do we say by Asher? V'tovel B'shemen Raglo. V'tovel B'shemen Raglo. That Asher will be tovel. He will immerse his foot in oil, right? What does that mean? He's going to immerse his foot in oil, right? What does that mean? That you immerse your foot in oil. So on one level, immersing a foot in oil, what is that a symbol of? That's a symbol. You got a lot of oil, right? Right? Tovel b'shemen raglo. Some say actually it shows how pampered they'll be, that the feet that often get cracked, and that you have olive oil to massage your feet, to make your feet feel good, that's the idea of the shemen on the regal. The Lubavitcher Rebbe takes it in a little bit of a different direction. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what does it mean? Me'asher shemena. What does it mean? V'tovel b'shemen raglo. What is this? Me'asher shemena lachmo. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what does shemen mean? In the Gemara, in Menachos, and Brachos, shemen zayis, olive oil, represents wisdom. It represents chachma, it represents wisdom. So what's the symbolism of a tovel b'shemen raglo, that you're going to dip your foot in oil? What is the foot? What is the foot about? Right? Is there any thought in the foot? What is a foot, right? When you talk about the person's giving their marching orders, and you march, you go, you're giving your orders and you march, you just go ahead, right? So the leg is seen as the part of the body that has, you know, it just carries out orders. It doesn't do anything. There's no thought in the leg. The leg has no thought to it. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying and what Yaakov Avinu is alluding to here. What does that mean? V'tovel b'shemen raglo, that what Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov Avinu are referring to, again, both of them, and this is another whole direction that we've learned in past years. Both Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were giving these brachos, they were giving these brachos for all times. In fact, they were specifically thinking of what time when they gave the brachos? They were thinking about the end of time when they gave these brachos. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what does it mean that the regel will be immersed in shemen? Of course, when we serve Hashem, we want it to be b'chachma. We want it to be with great intelligence and understanding. But there's going to be times in Jewish history that we won't have understanding. There are times in Jewish history that there will be no chachma to what we see. There will be no understanding. There will be no wisdom in the world around us. Like one of my high school students recently asked me, Rebbe, is there any time, any room for blind faith? Is blind faith ever good? And I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, well, why? Judaism, we believe in understanding everything. I said, right, until we can't. Until there are times that we have no understanding. And what happens then? You know, I told him the famous story Rav Soloveitchik said that after the war, when he used to take the train from Boston to New York to come give his shiur at Yeshiva University, so there were Christian missionaries all over the trains that had pictures of the first pictures of concentration camps, of piles of bodies. And they'd find anyone who looked Jewish and show them the pictures and say, are you Jewish? Do you think you're the chosen people? God loves you. Look at this. You rejected God's son. That's why this is happening to you. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, there was no rational answer to him. What are you going to say? Look at those pictures. There's no rational answer. So as I explained to my student, yes, it's a time for blind faith. And that's what Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what the Bracha of Usher is really about. And what's interesting is, what is the name Usher? Aleph Shin Reish? That's from Ashrei. Ashrei is fortunate. Those that are able to have a certain sense of Osher, of happiness, not wealth. Wealth is with the Ayin. Aleph, Osher with an Aleph is happiness. Osher, Usher, Shemena Lachmo, V'tovel B'shemen Raglo. When you're able to dip your foot in Chachma, when you're able to connect your service of God with the oil, that's great. With the understanding, that's wonderful. But what's the key? The key is the regel. The key is making sure that we push ourselves to persevere, even when at times we don't feel it, at times we don't understand it, but we're able to push on. We're able to push on. And this is, again, connected to the idea at the beginning of the parsha that Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. So often it's when we don't feel things and we feel totally alone and totally thrown away that we have to cry out. And we have to be Mistabik Tashem. We have to attach ourselves to Hashem. And this is really what real life is. And this is, of course, one of the great challenges that we often speak about. What does it mean to live? What does it mean to really be alive? So that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, is the deep lesson of Parshas Vayechi. The Amkus of Parshas Vayechi is understanding what real life is. And that's what we should be zochet to. We should be zochet to real life, to a life of connection to Hashem, of Dveikus Hashem. But we should be blessed that the Dveikus from Hashem shouldn't come from difficulties, shouldn't come from tzaras. God forbid, unfortunately, just, 2 days ago, the tzara that rocked the Jewish people and out in Long Island and the five towns of Karkrish, Rachmana Litzlan, horrific, 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 horrific. God forbid. We want to see the end of those tzaras. But it means that we have to be able to find that Tveikus Bashem in our learning, in our davening, in the chasadim that we do. And Be'ezus Hashem, we read the Parshas Vayechi, we become inspired by the life, and yes, by the death of Yaakov Avinu and his children. Okay, have a good week. Yishkoach, everyone.